Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Beeline Farm. And wow, what a difference a week makes.
Oh my gosh, it is. I mean, I know I overuse the word amazing, but I can't think of anything else that would describe the way this week's business has been.
We have been overwhelmed by the interest in our products, by the turnout, the number of orders.
You have been shipping stuff like crazy.
Yes. What was your count?
I think, if I've counted correctly, we have shipped to, just this week, in the last week or so, we have shipped to 9 states in addition to all over Illinois.
That is crazy.
Pretty cool. And that's not including deliveries and pickup. And it has just been crazy good.
It's like our customers took Small Business Saturday and rolled with it for the week.
Yes, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. It has been so busy. We have been selling out of product quickly. So, you know, you tell me, oh my gosh, we have low stock on something. And I go down and make a fresh batch, which is great.
It is.
And I love doing it. It gives me something to do. And seems like this week, I don't know what it is, but the exfoliating soap has been really, really popular.
It has been. And I love the product myself. And apparently so do all of our customers. And you have just, been making it like crazy.
Yeah. And I made a new batch, a full batch, on Saturday. Saturday. And we are almost already sold out. And this is Sunday. So in a day, we have sold over half of that stock already. So guess what I'm going to be doing after the podcast?
Making more exfoliating soap.
Yes, I will. And I love doing it. And this, the last batch I made with cocoa butter. And so it's extra smooth. And no dyes or perfumes or anything in it.
And what makes it exfoliating?
Colloidal oats. We had a little bit of trouble finding them for a while, but we finally found some. And they are pretty amazing. Look it up and find out all of the health benefits of that. So that's what is the exfoliating part. And of course, you get the cocoa butter or shea butter. Either one of those are really good. And it's just really good for your skin.
One thing we were looking at yesterday, it was we were doing just an update on inventory, is the difference between your gritty scrub and the exfoliating. Both of those do remove like dead skin cells and stuff, but tell us about what's the difference between what is exfoliating and what is scrub.
Yeah, the Gertz Gritty Garden Scrub, which was the original.
Yes.
Between the two of the exfoliating. We started having people ask for exfoliating because of the Gertz Gritty Garden Scrub. That's really hard to say.
It is, but that's, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. So the Gritty Scrub is for gardeners. And, you know, I get pretty filthy outside. And, you know, my hands get dirty in the garden, playing with compost and soil and all the stuff that I love. But the Gritty Scrub starts, again, with a shea butter base or goat's milk, depending on, you know, which one I'm making. And it actually has some grits in it.
Like so actual like ground corn.
Yeah. So grits. So that'll scrub away the junk off your hands. And it really cleans them up nice and does a great job. But even on my face, I don't think I would probably use the grits.
No, I think that would be bad.
Yeah, might not be a good idea. So the oats, obviously, are going to be not nearly as harsh on your face. And you can use that all over your body. It's perfectly fine.
And when I look at your raw ingredient, it's a much finer powder.
Yes, it's very fine. It's not like the big chunks of grits. I mean, the grits have been, I think you put those through the food processor a little bit. So it's not like great big chunks of corn or anything that's going to scrub your skin off. But there, it's finer, but not nearly as fine as the oats are.
And again, those products have just been flying off the shelf.
They have been. Yeah, they've been very popular.
Working to keep up with demand on that, which we love.
Yeah, we do. No complaints here.
While we're talking about the products that you've been making, we have been promising for some time to talk about Beak Balm and how that came to be, and especially the name.
Yeah, last week we did a little bit of promotion of Beak Balm through social media, but quite honestly, we got so busy with product making and shipping and all the things that we love that we really didn't talk much about Beak Balm like we had intended.
So it really started as a product. Of course, it's a lip balm and it's in lip balm tubes, just like every other lip balm, practically. And we started with having this excess wax from the beehives when we harvested honey. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to throw that out. Seemed like we should do something with it. So we started researching, what do we do with this wax?
And we kind of were looking for more products because we were preparing to go to start markets. And we were looking for something other than produce and baked goods, maybe to add to our offerings.
Right. And so we discovered how we could make that. And I was making labels for it. And one of the things that really got my attention is I looked up the ingredients of a national brand that we won't mention the name, but everyone knows it and actually uses it to refer to lip Bars. Balms in general.
Yeah.
And I looked at their label and it did not list ingredients. And I thought that was odd. So I looked them up online and I figured out very quickly why their ingredients are not on the label. It won't fit.
It won't fit on that small label, no.
And the first ingredient is petroleum, which is an oil-based product. And we do live near oil fields. And if you drive through those, the stench is amazing.
Actually, I kind of like it. I like the smell, but I wouldn't want it on my lips.
Right. And our lip balm, Beak Balm, has four ingredients.
Yeah, so we start with beeswax, all natural. And we use vitamin E oil and sweet almond oil. And our original version, which is the very first product that we created that wasn't baked goods or produce, has our own honey in it. So it has actually Fife Feline Farm honey in it.
Right. So,
and that's ours.
Four simple ingredients.
Yeah.
And then you branched out into some other flavors.
Yeah, we started to have people say, oh, I love that product, but I really like spearmint, or I really like, you know, we've tried a few things. We tried a wintergreen that wasn't super popular, so we kind of cut that one. But right now we do have four flavors.
We do. We have spearmint, hint-o-mint, and peppermint, which is this time of year called candy cane.
Yes, and hint-o-mint was actually a mistake. We were making spearmint and thought, that doesn't smell quite as strong as it should. And we realized that we had put half of the flavoring in it, or essential oil. So it was a mistake. So we decided to call it hint-o-mint. And honestly, that's one of our most popular. That and honey
right.
are probably our two most popular.
So we do carry those four flavors all of the time. And they are all food safe essential oils that flavor
yes.
those that are not flavored with honey from our hives. And we ought to talk a little bit about the name. It's an odd name.
It is an odd name. And if you have looked at the label closely, you'll notice that it's spelled B, capital, B-E-E with a small K.
And we took that, obviously, from bees, beeswax, beak, which has kind of a dual meaning. It can be short for beekeeper, or it can be your beak, as in your mouth. Okay, we were with some friends acting a little goofy at the time.
We had a great time. Yeah, and they actually came up with that name, and we threw all kinds of different things out there.
We did, and we think that just as a reflection of that time way back when, Martha and Cheryl should get some cowbell.
Yes, they should.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that great name, and it will stick forever. And every time I think of Beak Balm, I think of that great time that we had together naming that our very first product and how fun that was.
It was hilarious.
It was.
And really a good reflection of our sense of humor.
Yes, it was. So, yeah. There you have it.
That's right.
The Beak Balm story.
At long
last. We've
been
promising.
The much awaited Beak Balm story. So today, as we record this, is December 6th. And we have two more weekends that we will be open this year.
Yeah, which is kind of hard to believe. In a way, it seems like it's been like 4 years or 10 years or 20 years in one.
It's been a crazy 2020.
It has been, but we have survived it and actually learned some new ways to do business that we wouldn't have thought of.
Absolutely. So we will have baked items these next two weekends. We'll do scones on the weekend of the 11th and 12th and English muffins the 18th and 19th. But you can still get all the rest of our products through our online store. And we'll keep that open all the time.
Yeah, that's always open. Even when we take our little respite for a couple months in early 2021.
Yes, we will spend January and February working in the background, behind the scenes, improving our process and our business. We are still working on some lessons that we will provide through probably video, maybe some written material about what we do, how we do it. We have a lot of questions about gardening, some questions about baking, cooking, business, small business. So we are going to continue working on that. And again, all of our balms, soaps, the inhalers, which are another great product.
I need to make more of those too. Those have been really popular.
Shampoo bars.
Yes.
Beak Balm. All of those. Cat toys will.
Cat toys were popular last
week. Oh, they
week.
Were.
Everything was.
Everything was. Books.
Yes. The books sold very well last week. So it was, we'll still have all of that available always.
Yes.
And we'll still do the podcast.
We will, because you wouldn't want to go without hearing this.
Oh,
I'm sure.
So there you have it. We finally got to the Beak Balm story and what a difference a week makes.
Oh, unbelievable. And we are so appreciative to all of you who are our customers, fans, listeners, supporters.
Yeah, thank you so much. And until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.